Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Main Street Universe. I'm Daniel Michael, founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And tonight, we're opening the phone lines to do a live reading show, as we sometimes do. I'm awaiting my co-host and associate producer, Janice R. White. And we will be back right after this.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
On the air once again on a Wednesday evening, myself and associate producer goddess Janice R. White. Welcome,
hi, everybody.
And good to be back on the air with you again.
Yes, Janice? Good to be on the air. Just had some yoga. Feel kind of stressed out right now.
Oh, was it the hot room?
No.
No, okay.
No.
That's the form of torture I've done that.
That is the form of torture. No.
My brother's wife does
that. Yoga for people that are with injuries.
Like therapy, like physical therapy.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well, tonight I wanted to, we don't have any callers yet for readings, so I wanted to, of course, I was looking at that, and I was thinking of describing it. However, describing a painting on the air sounds kind of odd. But it is funny because my brother's wife,
like people,
her mother saw it as a serpent, like straight away. Like, didn't even look at it for 5 minutes or 5 seconds. She went, oh, it's a serpent. Yeah, just really quick.
Yeah.
I saw it as different things. I see a girl, almost like a priestess girl with like a robe. Do you kind of see that a little bit?
A little bit.
Like maybe her nose is a little bit big, but there's the smile.
Like on the side, like a little girl, like a little girl dancing.
And she's sitting down, but again, we're describing a painting on the air, so that's a little bit odd.
Yeah.
In an audio art form. But it was made by Kevin Barrett. So if anybody wants to check out, he calls that form. It's actually not painting. It's a clay smudge. And Kevin Barrett can be found at www.templeofgaia.com. And also, speaking of which, because one of my primary decks I read from is his Horizon Oracle, which I have in my box over there, just like I have a couple of mine.
Yeah, I have that one too.
And Kevin does this thing. He calls it Frozen Smoke, which I thought was a cute name. So,
yeah.
He does a really good job on his artistic projects.
I still see people dancing.
I see people, I see faces, I see a serpent, just like she said. I see the priestess girl we mentioned. I see, like, many multiple things, actually. Because I see her, like, sitting like this, like she's sitting down, and I can see, like, those are, like, her hands folded right there, and that's her, kind of the lap. But anyway, it's funny because once you've had it a long time, just like with any sort of slightly abstract art piece, you start to see it, and then it pops into your... Like, to Janice, just walking in here, she's probably seeing, like, whatever, a bunch of different things. And to me, as soon as I look at it, I see the priestess lady, like, every time I see it. But anyway, so we do have, it looks like, maybe one caller on the line. It's a... Okay, we're going to go ahead, I think, and take this call.
Okay.
We have our gong in here and a few other toys.
Oh, I want to take that.
We have a shaker. We have a gong.
I love
that. We'll be utilizing that a little bit later.
Yes.
And you'll see why.
Yes.
So, anyway, we're going to take the first caller. Okay, 443, welcome to Main Street Universe. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I think I know who this is.
Yes, you do.
Wait a minute. Let me flip a card. This is Shelley. Just kidding.
No.
No, I recognize the voice. I'm just playing. So definitely then, I think since you're calling in, the first time on Main Street Universe for a reading, we'll definitely have Janice, our lovely co-host here, as she goes through her. How many decks did you bring with you today? Two.
Just one this evening. I told you, I just got out of yoga.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
So it was the quickest one I found.
So anyway, Janice will guide you through it, and also let her know whether you have a specific question. And
yes.
Also, hi, by the way, Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you?
A little frazzled, but I'll get over it. So how are you?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Good, good, good. So I'm shuffling the deck.
She is shuffling them right now as we speak. And which deck is this, by the way? I forgot the name of this one.
One of my favorites.
Is that the Grimassi one?
No. It's the Mystic Dreamer one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mystic Dreamer.
And Dan, I'm pretty sure you know what I'm wanting to know.
Okay.
You and I have talked about it before. You did a reading for me, and that's what I would like to know. Is my
the cards will
love
what they say.
I feel it's a career reading. No.
Okay.
Dan's like, no. Okay. Well, anyway, that's what I got. So.
Yeah, but they will tell you anyway what is necessary. So.
Yes. So,
okay.
Shelley, one, two, or three?
Three,
okay. All right. What's your favorite number?
Probably eight.
Okay.
Good one. One of action.
Yeah.
Eight's an action number. And she is laying out cards right now. And I'm imagining, since you said eight, she's laying out eight cards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And actually, it's funny that you say that, Shelly, because Janice likes fours. So
yes.
She's laying out two fours.
Yes, I've laid out two fours. So four is my favorite number. So, you sure it's not about career? No, I'm kidding. Well, you have a couple different money cards and a couple different you have to make a decision cards. Okay, let me just tell you what I see. Then
okay.
I'll analyze after I tell you. The first
okay.
one is the Sun, which is one of my favorite cards. Then the second is Two of Swords, Four of Wands, the Page of Pentacles.
And can I just briefly interject?
Sure.
I think I know why there's been a little bit of crosstalk here. And maybe from the cards I'm looking at, you might understand why. And what I mean by this is I think maybe she meets a new love interest based on work.
Yeah.
You know, because we do spend, 40 hours a week or more,
or more
at work.
At work, yeah.
Or as Kevin likes to say, it's our second spouse.
Yeah.
And I'm getting,
yeah, hello.
I'm almost getting a feeling a new person, two people, but it's coming from this, newness, work.
Newness, work.
Hierophant.
Decision has to be made.
Hierophant is kind of conservative, so that's kind of something traditional.
Or a boss coming in.
It could
okay.
even be that. It could even be
Eight
a boss.
Eight of Pentacles, you love
action.
Your work, and you want everybody to see it.
Or pleasure comes from it.
Yeah.
So I'm almost getting a feeling, Shelley, that it's someone that maybe you work with or are going to work with in the near future. And that's why she was getting this career thing. I don't think it was so much about career. I think it was about it might be someone you're either interested in already that has something to do with your work, or you will in a little while meet them after they get over, the bad river and get over some bad stuff, which is the six
after they walk away from some stuff.
Yeah, I see somebody getting over stuff, walking away from bad stuff, and it's maybe work related, which can also bring complications. But that I think we're both kind of getting that.
Okay. That could either be that I love my job and I love what I do, or that the person I'm interested in is going to walk away from his job, which I really don't see, but...
Right, but it has something to do with their work situation and yours. I'm not getting it a lot clearer than that, but then again, there's a sacrifice involved, and I'm not seeing the person making it, though. Are you? Maybe? It's the hangman in reverse?
The hangman is in reverse. It's going to take a while before he makes that ultimate sacrifice.
It'd be a while, yeah.
Okay.
Did you see this man at work?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Did you meet this man at work?
No. I take care of an elderly gentleman at work, but the person
right,
that's on my mind I've known since childhood.
Okay.
So something about, there's definitely something huge they have to get rid of before they're ready to, it's a marriage, it's something, it's a big commitment.
It's a legal commitment. Because we got justice here.
Justice reversed.
The Six of Swords reversed.
And the Hangman reversed.
And Hangman reversed. So that's two major arcanas reversed. And the Sun, which...
It doesn't mean that the attraction's not there. It means he's got some serious...
He has
some things to get over, to overcome.
And you have to make a decision. That's clearly...
Right.
Clearly, the Two of Swords. You're juggling two
one decision for another. Yeah.
Okay.
So, if some readings are they're clear and obvious, and they say go for it. This one to me is saying
wait.
There's some waiting involved.
Yeah.
There's some patience. Unfortunately, some readings aren't as sexy as others.
It's not sexy at all.
So.
But that's okay.
And we're not laughing at you.
You don't have to have a sexy reading, so. But
we're just. You know what I mean. And because you know me also. So we're saying this is a bit of patience. Somebody has to really get over something. It doesn't mean it can't happen because I'm going to say, here, let me look at these again. There is a stability card here, which is a Four of Wands. Again, eight you picked, four is one of Janice's favorite numbers,
yes.
And two fours is eight. And there's a stability thing here. Somebody is in something stable and wants to be stable. I think they're going to have to give it up if they want to be with
you. And you want to be more stable as well.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And
everything you're saying makes sense because the guy I'm thinking about has a very tough job and a lot of night work kind of thing. So his work gets in the way a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it goes back to that Four of Wands. He needs his stability too. And it's difficult for him not to overwork. If you know what I mean.
Right.
Some people are addicted to work.
Yeah.
Some people are addicted to, you know, a substance.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But and some people are loyal. And I see a great loyalty with this person. But, yeah, he needs that security, that internal security. So
yeah.
This is working a lot. Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me. Now, let's lay out maybe one or two future possibility cards just as a saying, okay, so what now for the future? We understand now what's going on. What now for the next step or the next move?
Right.
And oh, it's funny, you're wearing a butterfly shirt. Somebody called me butterfly today.
Oh, I love butterflies.
Synergies that happen. So we say, okay, now for Shelley, what to do next? What's the future thing to do?
Oh, two interesting cards there. The Magician.
Wow.
Reversed and the Hermit. Very interesting card.
They're very major arcana.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I was expecting something similar. I mean simpler.
Okay.
Not similar. I meant simpler.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost...
You spent some time alone.
Yeah.
Alone, and you really want to connect with another.
Yeah,
yes.
There's...
Yes.
The Magus in reverse is... something is not right when the Magician is turned upside down.
Yeah.
It's even potential deception.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not necessarily saying anyone's trying to be deceptive, but something is wrong. Something is deceptive. The Magus in reverse is the Magician, the most skilled person.
Skilled person.
Yeah, maybe not the most, but one of the most skilled people in the tarot, upside down, everything's
yes.
falling down.
Everything's
and then the next
apart.
One is the Hermit. So it's showing me something maybe similar to what Janice was saying earlier, meaning there's definitely some waiting time. Because
oh, yeah.
there's a lot of weird stuff going on that's not going to be quickly remedied. But at the end, there is good possibility because Janice just threw down the Queen of Cups.
Yes.
And the Queen of Cups is the Queen of Emotion. So
oh, yes, the Queen of Love.
There's time definitely to be waited, but it could definitely be worth it. But
yes.
there's some deception that he has
yeah.
to work out. Something's going on. It might not
even...
married?
He's divorced.
Okay. Because I was saying there's something
Shelley. I think he's totally divorced, like, legally, but I could
right.
be wrong. He might still be going through the divorce.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, that would play into that, because
yeah.
nothing will make somebody feel like the Magus that's upside down than a divorce.
yeah.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And it's totally feeling not empowered, not powerful, not strong, got to go through things, got to work hard, got to, all
yeah.
those other things that happened earlier. Got to be stable, got to work hard, make money. And I've been in kind of that example myself in a different way, but without a divorce. But,
yeah, I'm trying to get, you know,
and,
that.
And then the Hermit, meaning there's definitely some patience and quiet time needed. But at the end, Janice did lay down the Queen of Cups, which is literally the Queen of Love. There's a potential there. But it's definitely some time to let him get over some baggage, and don't rush it because then you'll scare him away.
Oh yeah, he'll definitely scare him away.
Because he's a stability kind of person. You know, he's willing to be married. There's the Four of Wands, which is building.
You
things.
Might want to date a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hermit also talks about loneliness.
Right.
Yeah,
and four other possibilities, but you know, everybody's heart is where they are.
Yeah.
But it does. Play into that. But there's definitely, yeah, this person has definitely things to get over and to work on. And that's going to take a little while. That's not just going to happen overnight, I don't think.
And Dan, I have to tell you, it's kind of funny because I listened to the talk that you and I had a couple months ago. You did a reading for me. And this is very much similar to the reading you gave me. So you did a good job.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes
I did a good job, too.
Yes. But
absolutely.
Meaning,
you guys definitely
are just more vague. Sometimes they're very specific. Like last week, we had a girl call in, and she's like, why am I not with this guy? And we just flipped some cards, and we said, there's another girl. And then she's like, oh, my God, I think you're right.
There's definitely another girl with her. So
sometimes they're very specific, and sometimes they're just more, just as life is, sometimes they're more, you know, long-winded, vague, just people have stuff to go through. I always say that if anyone's out there, including anyone calling, the one thing that you know when a reader is not being honest, well, first of all, we're not charging you money. So,
we're not charging you money.
But if you want to send money, feel free.
Feel free. I can use some.
But the one thing that the readers that charge money, they'll always say, oh, you have a curse. That's one of the first things they say.
Really?
You have a curse.
Yeah. Somebody doesn't
and
like
if you.
You
keep paying me, I will find
a
way.
I will remove the curse.
Because
yes.
I'm a witch.
Yes, I've heard that before.
The curse, but you just
I've heard
keep...
that before.
You probably have, because I'm sure you've paid
so.
Reasons. We all have been there.
Yeah,
meaning
I went to some lady in the area, and she was some Indian lady, and she was really nice and everything, but, yeah, she wanted more money. Like, you have a curse on you, blah, blah, blah. And I never went to see her.
It's one of the oldest cons in the book.
Yeah, very much so.
And
right, right.
By cons, I mean we're not con artists. We're not even charging anybody.
No, not at all.
And we never have. I've actually never been paid for a reading before in my life.
I have, so.
Ginny has, but yeah. I have not. And by the way, I'm not saying that like there's anything wrong with that. In fact, our good friends Kevin Barrett, Mary Thielen, and Darren Bouquer in New Orleans.
And Jesse.
And Jesse have all been paid readers, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they're honorable, credible people that'll work with you is what I'm saying. But
exactly.
Me and myself.
Oh my. So.
Oh yeah. Ginny says
it. Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like Shelley that, and I see we have another caller as well. But we'll keep talking to you, Shelley. And you can stay on, by the way, as long as you want.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
It looks like some patience. It definitely is back to the patience thing again. There's definitely bad stuff and. Well, bad stuff might sound immature, but just meaning stuff to go, adult stuff.
Adult stuff to go through.
For this guy to go through it. It looks a little bit long. Like, it doesn't look quick. It looks like, oh gosh, I got to do this and I got to do that. Combined with the fact that he might be a workaholic as well, for good reason, because he's going through a divorce and might need
money.
Oh,
yeah. Divorce is hard, too.
Yep.
And add that to the fire, you know. And that's kind of, I think, how we see it is basically his mind isn't exactly there. It's going through a lot of stuff, you know. Doesn't mean it can't. It just means it's just not quite. Trust me, I know. We all are human, and we all go through our stuff.
We all go through our stuff.
And
yes, we do. Well, one of my other questions is, along the same lines, is that I've been told by several psychics that this guy and I are soulmates and twin flames.
Okay.
Is there any way that you can tell that? Or, you know, I'm just wondering if they're, because they get a little bit of money from me, so I'm just wondering if they're being honest or it's just, they're saying what they think I want to hear.
Okay.
They're saying what you think you... They said that. Blah, blah, blah. Sorry. They're saying what you want to hear or what they think you want to hear.
I think they're gravitating towards pleasuring the customer.
If he likes you, you like him, but I don't feel soulmate at all.
Okay.
If you want to be 100% honest.
Okay.
And we, on this show, are not afraid to do negative readings. So
no, we're not.
If right.
If it's reversed or if it's negative. It's not negative. It's just another opportunity. But,
okay. I want the, you know, I would like the truth. I don't want to just somebody to tell me what they think I want to hear.
Right. Nine of Pentacles, the thing is that this person, though they aren't being 100% con artists like we mentioned before, I think maybe, how can I say this properly without, they're keeping it a little more, they're adding a little more
to it.
Yeah, what you say, the difference between a lie and making the truth more,
yes,
more exciting.
Yes.
I think that they're almost making the truth more exciting.
Yes.
They're not necessarily lying. There's a potential there, and it was in the first reading with Janice.
Yes.
And it was the Queen of Love. But with a lot of patience and a pretty good amount of time. Now, you're saying that these people, as Janice pulled the card and you said, oh, well, are they giving me the right advice? Twin flame. Those are, just as the word would suggest, flame, you know, or inflammatory. You know
yeah.
what I mean? I don't know about things like that. There's people I love dearly, but are they my twin flame? Are they my soulmate? Are they this and that? You know, maybe. We have past life connections. But
yes.
And, of course, if you believe in those sort of things, which I do, but the one or the flame, to me that almost sounds like they're, even before the card, yeah, it sounds like they were playing
yeah.
to keep you stringing along.
Yeah.
Especially if you were paying them.
There's a woman,
okay.
full name, I can't remember, something Claire Prophet, she does a lot of work with twin flames, and David and I went to see her, and it was really peculiar there. A lot of Christian philosophy with a little added soulmate type of thing. And I believe in soulmates. Don't let me tell you that I don't. I very much believe in soulmates.
Yeah, people that are tied to each other and people that have been in past lives together
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff.
And soulmates
yeah.
don't...
That's legit. You know.
Yeah. They don't always have to be love interests either.
Right.
But the flame type of thing, I don't really believe in, or I haven't really seen it in my life. So, and I got Temperance right after I did the...
that's because you've never been on a date with me before.
What?
Just we are
no, Daniel's like my
fun.
Fourth brother. But so that'd be a weird date. But anywho, I don't really dive into the concept of twin flames personally.
Okay.
So, on top of that, I'm going to draw another card. The first one that will come to me, I'll say, okay, Shelley, what about these folks? Twin flame. And they just tell me to pull the first one. And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, but
it's,
that's reversed, though.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad when it's reversed.
It's people have been feeding you a lot of bullshit, basically.
A lot of bullshit, yes.
And that's what the nine swords are. That's
yeah.
nine
it's
pieces
a, it's
of bullshit.
It's a nightmare card. Well, the way I was taught, it's a nightmare card. So they're filling you with a lot of bullshit. Oh, you want me to take one?
Yep. Yeah. I just wanted you to smell them.
Oh. Ooh.
Well, that makes sense to me. I mean, you know, regarding other people in my life, yes, I feel like I've been fed a lot of bullshit. But
exactly.
It's got nothing to do with the guy I'm thinking about. It's more of, like, family.
Ah. Well, the leading carriers of bullshit is family.
Yeah.
But you know, you don't get to choose your family, as the bumper sticker says. You don't get to choose your family.
Right.
And I also see that your family can help with everything, can help your dreams come true. However, There's something about, since you asked about this particular person, that there is the thing of, we think there's, we feel deception here.
Yeah.
Is what
I'm
saying.
A little bit. Yeah.
And one thing about Janice and I always feel better when I'm reading with Janice.
Well, we're both Aquarians, actually.
Yeah.
and we're both heavy hitters, and, you know.
We're
not afraid to say what's going on.
And I think there's a potential there. It doesn't mean the guy can't be with you, but there's deception. There's being tricked, which I might even be him being tricked, not you, maybe. And by his other, just my thought, situation. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of stuff to get over. So doesn't mean it can't happen, but it certainly doesn't seem, sorry to say, like in the near future. You know, it could, like maybe.
I'm thinking a year.
Yeah, something like that. Like about
at least
a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that doesn't always sound like good, quick news, but.
No.
All right, well, it is what it is, and, you know, I appreciate, the information. Because then I can just kind of go on and do what I need to do and not pine over him all the time.
No.
Yeah.
Do not pine over him.
No.
Do an internal search, in fact, and maybe even somebody else comes up. But that's up to you. I mean, I don't, you know, neither Denise and I are in control of how you feel.
Yeah.
So, I have a feeling that that might be a better route to go, but if your heart is set on this person, then as people can be, and I understand it's not a judgment call, it's going to be definitely some time. It's going to be a while.
Okay.
All right.
That makes me feel better. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you for calling.
No problem.
All right, and we're going to turn your mic off, but you can feel free to stick around, Shelley. And I said she was actually I used to actually live in, rent a basement from her and her folks, so she's a friend.
Ah,
and
cool.
Yeah, my craziest roommate ever.
Okay. Cool.
All right, well, thank you. We're going to turn your mic off, and then we have a few other callers.
All right,
well, first, folks, I see people are on the line. I'm just going to take a brief song break so that Janice and I can take a brief bathroom break.
Hell yeah.
And this song is...
Shuffle the Deck.
Well, it's a song that I'm pressing the button.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, everybody, we are back on the air with Main Street Universe. We're doing a reading show, and we want to respect the callers and respect the people that take the time out of their lives to come and join us. So we're going to go ahead and take the next call, 617, and then 917. So everybody there, there you are. Welcome, 617,
yes,
to Main Street Universe.
Yes. I'm finally
Welcome.
A bride. Finally a bride. How are you? I'm silly. I am silly tonight. I don't know why, but I am.
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
We are too. We're silly
yes.
too.
Yes.
You're in good,
okay,
you're in good company.
Okay, that's good.
Brace yourself. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, okay.
I have even no idea what I just said, but
Neither do I. But it was funny though. It was funny.
So
this is Karen. This is Karen.
You have you called here before?
Yes. Yeah, so are you going to hang up on me?
Oh. Why would we do that?
I'm being silly.
You know, I don't think I should have eaten that honey bun.
I shouldn't have eaten that cinnamon bun. That's what it is. It's sugar.
Yeah.
Some people's caffeine with me, it's sugar. I should not have eaten it. Okay.
Oh, my
Whatever.
God.
I digressed. Okay, let me come back to earth.
Well, it's like the women that I like. I like them a little bit, you know,
flighty.
Sugar and spice.
Sugar and spice.
Vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah.
Which is our show.
That's me.
Denise is.
Everything.
You're Haitian, right? I think. And,
what's that?
Partially Haitian, and I'm very, very Caucasian.
Yes.
Oh!
Irish white.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that. Yeah, see? See? It mixes all together. We're all one.
See? It all blends.
It
all blends.
Blends together.
But, so go ahead, and Janice will take your question.
Okay. My question is in regards to someone that I'm very attracted to.
Okay.
Our communication is off and has been for a while. No, I can't say for a while. But I don't know how to move the relationship on.
How to go to the next level. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Get away from where you're at now. You feel stuck, you feel stagnant, and you want it to go to somewhere else.
Yes.
Go to the door with a see-through raincoat. No.
Well, that can work temporarily.
Temporarily.
It might not be a long, but it might not be a long-term solution coming from.
I was just kidding. So.
That's okay. I love it. I love it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So.
This is all. It's all good. It's all good.
All right.
Yeah, the raincoat she showed up in tonight was only partially.
All right. On two or three?
Three.
Another three. Okay.
People like in their threes today.
Yeah.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, three's a good number.
There's no wrong number, just like there's no wrong see-through raincoat.
No. What's your favorite number? We're having too much fun here. What's your favorite number?
Four.
That would be you on the phone.
Hello?
It's four.
Oh, four?
Hey! Four. That's
Anita's
favorite number.
That's my favorite number. Oh, we started off
with stability. Stability is a four number.
Ooh. Ooh. You really want this guy?
Hold on now.
Uh-oh.
Come on, raise your heart.
Uh-oh.
Don't be hard on the guy.
Let's see these two. Okay.
Let me see. This is, okay, well, honestly, this one is in reverse, though, so.
Yeah, if it was upright, it'd be even worse, but,
Okay. Let me see.
Actually,
wow.
That one reverse is not so pleasant.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what I.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me tell you what I have down. Four pentacles.
Okay.
Definitely another person.
Yeah, another woman.
Yeah.
Okay, and she's more familiar with them, let's put it that way, than you are. The World Upside Down. Not a good card, Upside Down. Knight of Wands. You're patiently waiting for your opening. Then the Devil, but it's reversed.
Meaning he might let go.
Huh?
Meaning
yeah, he might let go of the other woman.
But it's going to be a little.
It's going to be a little bit of chaos in the letting go.
Right.
He's going to blame you for it.
Oh, really?
What?
He's going to blame me for it?
Yeah.
Or he could, potentially. Meaning.
I'm shuffling the deck.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pour out four more, just because I like you. No.
we're not blaming you, by the way.
I like,
we're not
I
blaming
like
you. We're just telling you his side of the story.
We think you're...
Okay.
Or as we know.
Okay.
Because I believe that there is another woman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's definitely another woman. Got a lot of reverse cards here. There's going to be some arguments. Five of Swords.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely some arguments.
But again, there's the combat, meaning there might be a resolution too. So meaning, it doesn't mean that he's going to stay there, but there's definitely the argument. I'm sorry.
In the relationship that he's in now?
Six of Pentacles. You were.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you meet.
Okay. Well, Daniel's doing the next reading.
I'm waiting for
them. Okay. Six of Pentacles, Five of Swords, Page of Cups, and the Chariot. The Six of Pentacles, Page of Cups, and the Chariot are all reversed. In fact,
wow.
Have four reverse cards out of eight cards.
In reverse,
it's
in all bad, but in the case of a couple of these, it is.
I
the
just
devil
think this
reverse,
is not the guy for you.
No,
can I just point it out?
Okay.
It's just not the guy for you.
We're both thinking move on. It doesn't mean there's not an attraction, even a good one. There's something about just move on from this reading. It's literally bad news on top of bad news.
Can I just be, like, kind of blunt? I just feel that this guy, I feel he has a couple women. I don't think he just has the one. I think he has a couple women. I think he's immature.
There's a strong attraction.
It's a highly sexualized.
Right.
We talked about, you know, the readings don't have to be sexy. And they don't. But this is just, I'm just feeling a lot of bad energy from the reading.
And so even though the attraction might be legit and real, I'm feeling like it just, I don't know, I'm just getting a lot of bad, like, okay, it could be real and legit, and you might like the person, and that's up to you. Like, I've even gone with people that I knew weren't any good for me. I just liked them so much I wanted to go with them, you know. But I don't know if that's the road you want to take. I think it's time to go inside.
You have to do some searching. Yeah, the Chariot is definitely...
When you're losing the strength of the Chariot, that's not good news at all.
And when you have the Page of Cups also reversed, that's usually a beginning relationship or a beginning love.
And it could happen, yes. But I don't think... Even if you had called before and we said, well, it might work or it might do something, I don't know. I'm getting just not good stuff from this reading at all.
Okay.
However, it's hopeless. It doesn't mean all hope is lost, but it does. I don't want to laugh, you know. Cause trust me, I've been there.
I've been there too.
And I don't know. I feel almost,
you love him more than he loves you. Let's just put the cards on the table.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So you're seeing that he's involved with other women, Is he sexually involved with other women?
More than one.
Oh, yes. More than one.
I think he's charming. He's attractive. Yep. He's charming. I'm just getting what I'm getting from the cards. And he's got more than one thing going on, even more than the one that's already the problem. By problem, not your problem, but his problem.
Yes.
And so
it's odd because he came to me today, and he was talking about me, and we were talking, and he mentioned that he has a really good friend named Julie, something like that, and that she's a writer, and that, you know, she lives in this great penthouse. And she writes teen romance novels, and, you know, she just broke up with her boyfriend, and he just gave me this whole scenario about another woman.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Because he's good with talking to women.
Yeah.
I'm not even saying it's like it's a bad person or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that, you know. I see many people in his charm factor. Am I wrong?
He's a flirt.
Yeah.
He's a flirt. And flirts attract a lot of people. They don't necessarily have to see other people, but they attract other people.
Right.
Yes, because I do know that he does have a girlfriend, which I've already known, that he does have a girlfriend. Like I said, there's nothing sexual going on between us. We just talk. That's it. But his flirtiness gives me the feeling that he might be involved. He might not be involved, but it gives the wrong impression.
Mhm.
Mhm.
And
you know,
I guess your question is, and trust me, the ladies I've been attracted to, I consider there are people that everybody likes, and you know, so we're going to relate here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually going into the dark place a little bit here.
Okay.
Is what I meant. In a horrible place, but I meant, okay, fine. If you want to dance with this character, what would be the next step? So what I'm going to do is shuffle my cards now for the first time.
Okay.
That smell like cinnamon.
Wonderfully smells like cinnamon.
We were playing earlier, but it's for real. I'm going to shuffle the deck and say in a question, even if it's not the greatest idea, what could she do to connect? And give me your name one time again.
It's Karen. Karen.
Karen.
Yeah.
What could Karen do to connect with this guy should she choose that's a good idea? What would she
do? You want his name?
Shuffle now. And actually, one card came out at me already. So I'm going to shuffle again and then tell me to stop. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. And now I'm going to pick from the top of the deck, if that's okay from you. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah.
The boredom card.
Oh, yeah.
He's got great,
great potential.
Great potential. But he's quickly emotionally bored.
Yeah.
Meaning, forgive me, I mean, I'm a man, but kind of a man thing. We quickly want to go do something else.
Mm.
And it doesn't mean it can't work. If you keep an eye, but you got to keep an eye on this fellow.
You
got to
keep an eye on him.
No,
yeah.
I don't need that.
He's quickly and easily emotionally bored. And meaning, it's sort of that player thing is what I mean. This is someone that women like and that he's available. And it doesn't mean it can't work. It just means you got to be careful and maybe... Janice, you're looking at me. I'm just saying, you know, as a guy, I understand that, you know, hey, you know, it's like the old Eddie Murphy skit, you know.
Boomerang.
Is that Crackers or is that Rich?
You know? Yeah.
And I'm saying, I'm not saying that's right or anything like that, but I'm just saying it's
he's in demand. He's going to play, and you got to keep an eye out.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you can't be with him. Yeah. In fact,
no.
I actually see a good emotional connection in the car.
No.
Well,
I.
You got to keep an eye on this one because he's going to play.
He's going to play.
Yeah. Can you see it?
And you might not know. He might be. He's a smooth, you know, like the song "Smooth Operator." And
is he playing with anyone at work?
What?
Is he involved with anyone? Is he involved with anyone at work? We work together.
I say no.
Not right now.
No.
Yeah, okay. She's saying not right, exactly right now. Maybe at some point, but not right now.
Okay. Okay. At some point.
Yeah, at some point.
That's what I was feeling, was at some point.
Okay.
Even if an hour in the future, but it's... We were both getting the impression that this is a person who's maybe underestimated, who kind of shuffles... Not in a bad way. None of this is bad, by the way. We're not beating anybody.
No,
it's just a person.
Yet, no.
It's just
I'm kidding. No, we're
she
not
might
beating
beat
nobody.
She might beat me later. But no, we're just saying it's, you know, this is someone that I am definitely, there's nothing in the cards that told me that this was an inaccessible person. He's accessible to your emotions, but accessible to other women, too.
And he the way I see it, yeah. I don't know why I can't talk today. The way I see it is that he likes the more passive woman, and he doesn't see you as passive.
Right. Maybe too strong. Perhaps you're too strong.
Yes.
The hair flippers,
yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's somebody at work by the name of Jackie.
I could almost do it.
There's someone by the name of Jackie who's very, you know.
Hair flipper.
Hair flipper, tight pants, big butt, big boobs, that type of thing.
Oh. We all love that. And so does he.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of the point. You know.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. However, it doesn't mean that it's. I believe that we can work a way around these problems, too. So I'm not trying to sound hopeless. And Janice isn't either. We're just saying he's going to bring that. He's going to bring the hair flippers and he's going to be with, you know, there's a tension going towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are at peace with someone that everybody likes. And, you know, it's just a way of, you know, being that. Like me, I'm always in a rubber band. It loves me.
Oh.
But he doesn't, I guess he doesn't seem that way at work. We work together. He doesn't seem that way at work.
That's why it's working.
Part of the charm.
It's exactly why it's working.
Yeah. Then also, you know, getting involved with somebody you work with gets complicated anyway, at least.
Yeah, I know what I think. I just don't want to go down that route. I really don't, especially if that's going to happen at work, because I think for me personally, it'll be like some dirty little secret that women, it's like we kind of gossip about, and it's like, oh, well, I saw him flirting with her, but I thought he liked her. But he was messing with her, and I don't want to get involved in that.
You're exactly playing into what we were talking about earlier.
He
brings that gossip. He brings that charm. He brings that gossip. And that's fine. That means you're a bad person because you bring that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
And if you want to explore that, that's fine.
Right.
I'm just saying it's a little bit risky. It's up to you. It could happen and it could work out, but there's a high risk value going on. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't want to have to babysit someone and then have to ask, you know, do we need to go to the doctor? Do we need to get a shot? I don't want to bring that. I don't want to bring that into my life. I just don't.
No. And again, that's how I see it. I see it as a relationship that could literally be like two soulmates. But again, mm-hmm. all of the other factors jumping in,
mm-hmm.
You know, you're just going to have to keep an eye out. You're going to have to keep an eye out. I mean,
yeah.
He's flipping a card now, and it was like another pleasure card.
Yeah.
This dude's about his pleasure, even though he might not even look that way. Like,
yeah.
if you know what I mean. Meaning,
yeah.
He's not going to be completely...
So then why hasn't he stepped to me? Why hasn't he come on to me?
I think maybe because it's not challenging or something.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. If you give him a challenge, maybe, am I wrong, Janice? You can criticize me on the air.
Oh, okay. really? I can't.
We're playing.
Like I said, he likes some more. He wants to be the dominant person. He doesn't see you as. No, I feel he sees her as an equal.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
he
no.
doesn't want an equal. He wants somebody that he could.
That's the challenge.
That he wants. To dominate.
That's the challenge.
He wants somebody more passive. Seriously.
Okay. Right.
That's just, you mean
he
like someone just
going
to turn
because...
the other cheek?
No, being passive.
Okay.
And
I
so
don't
what
know what Janine's that means.
Saying is he's more of a, even if it's in a quiet form,
mm-hmm.
A dominant bear, a male bear or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
he doesn't
mm-hmm.
like to surround himself with people that he can't charm and control.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
yes.
you are stronger. Like, I think maybe your presence is stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he probably wouldn't call a show like this. It would not...
No, he would not
I'm not
call
saying
a show
that,
like this. No.
I'm not saying it makes you strong, but yes, it does, because he's called Mainstream Universe. But,
which is... Strong show. So.
But Janice and I will always be honest. So
mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't like your strength. I know that sounds ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
But,
like,
mm-hmm.
I love strong women.
Mm-hmm.
I do a radio show with a strong woman
yes.
who I love
mm-hmm.
dearly. But
mm-hmm.
we're not dating. But
no. My fifth brother.
Right.
Fourth brother. So.
And some men are very uncomfortable with strong
women.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
think he likes easy to manipulate women. Like
okay.
easy going.
Yes. Hair
like
flippers.
All.
I keep saying.
Yeah, the hair flippers.
The hair flippers. So.
Mm.
And I think maybe you're stronger than the hair flippers that he's attracted to.
Okay. Okay, that makes. So then why does he come around then?
Because he's a guy, and he has urges and, you know, needs and all those things. But
okay.
I would say he does, and but on the long term, I don't think either of us were seeing it as good news, right, Janice?
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It makes sense. It makes sense with him.
Hmm.
It makes sense. It does. It makes, you know, perfect sense, because I know that with his girlfriend, supposedly girlfriend, you know, it's interesting because even on his Facebook page, there are a lot of women.
Right.
But there's one
yeah.
big picture of him and his girlfriend. That's the main page. But it's interesting because on her page, it's nothing but her girlfriends. But
right.
There
ain't nothing about him.
Yeah.
And honestly, trust me, I know.
Mm-hmm.
When you, and I've been there, so I'm saying this in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel how you feel.
Yeah.
I've been in love with people that were no good for me, you know. And Denise, I'm
I have too.
And
I have been with people that I love more than they love me.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're two pretty awesome people.
We are so awesome,
yes,
by the way. We are. We are so awesome.
And it is difficult. And
yeah,
we do not feel as if this reading, in, we think it can work, but it can work only if you're willing to deal with the infidelity, like a Jackie Kennedy kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
no,
all I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
Like if she
if
says,
you want to deal
okay,
with,
if you want to deal with an unfaithful man,
yeah, if you want to deal
then
with,
then this
the,
guy will like you and he will
with
maybe
the
love
table,
you.
If
yeah,
if you want to deal with the turntable, now he's your man.
Yeah.
If you
this,
want,
yeah,
but if you want a man that's going to be
that's
only for
nice,
you, dump him, kick him
yeah,
to the curb.
Denise is very passionate
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
Well, Denise
because
is
you know
there,
what? I'm,
so.
Not only that, but I'm at the
curb,
point in
not,
my life. I'm at the point in my life where I'm looking for a relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not at the point in his life where he wants to settle down. He wants to play the field, and he should be able to do that.
And kick him to the curb, seriously.
Then I don't. Yeah, yeah. I don't need that. I don't need that.
It doesn't
I
mean you
don't
have to hate him or do anything.
Oh
else,
no, you can be his best friend. You know.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel is a real good friend of mine. You can have men as friends. You don't
right,
have to always be with a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I
agree. We're playing. We're playing.
I agree.
We're playing.
I agree.
Hey,
I agree with what you're saying.
But
I
the
agree
whole point
understand
is that we can all be friends.
We can all be friends. Yeah. Yes.
I understand and agree what you're saying, but in the beginning, if it started out in the beginning where we were where we were just friends and we had conversation, but the conversation had went into something a little bit deeper,
right?
Yeah.
Then I could say yeah, we're friends because it never went to that level where now you're pulling at the heartstrings. It's already gone to that level. So for me to say we can be friends, I can't do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. At least at this point, you can't.
Yeah.
Right,
this is
where it's like
we're making the point that we don't think it's good news.
Yeah.
He will take you deep and then won't
yeah,
go there.
Yeah.
He will eventually, but it's not right now. It's not right now.
Right.
If you let some time pass, yeah.
Yeah.
But
you have to wait for him to mature.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm almost viewing is it a younger guy or something, but
he is young.
Or
he
younger,
is young.
Just briefly, and
he had a couple of pages in there.
And
so,
I just think, yeah, he's okay. It's not like we're not talking bad people here. It's just
no, not at all.
Not ready. He's not ready to commit to you.
No,
right now.
No, no, and that's and for me, we can't be friends at this point. To me, that's
I
how
understand,
it is for me.
I understand that.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
We
can't be friends. It's that's it.
And that's okay. And guess
yeah,
what? 2 years from now, you'll be on Facebook one day,
mm-hmm,
and you'll get a little pop-up message. Oh, so-and-so messaged you.
Yeah.
Honestly, I just he's digging for treasure, but
yeah.
But
the turntable.
Yeah.
It again, it doesn't mean a bad person. He's just, you know,
right,
I'm a man, and it's. I just don't see. We were trying to draw cards also to pull outside of just what you were saying a positive
mm-hmm,
thing. We were trying to say, okay, what's going to be positive?
Yeah.
And the positive was basically relax and it looks like you got to get away from him for a while. It doesn't mean forever.
No.
But for mm-hmm, a while. And he might mature, you know, he'll grow up, you know, all
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it really
yeah,
doesn't look like a great idea at this point.
Yeah. Because you know what's
unless
really odd is because
you're willing to share him with many other women.
No. No.
I hate to
I've been,
be that
I've been down
blunt,
that before.
Yeah.
Honestly,
gotta,
Janine.
Yeah, you're going to have to share them.
If you
yeah,
want to share people, then that's fine. And some people
no,
can do that. People are
yeah,
at peace
I'm,
with
I'm
that.
I'm not.
Or,
I'm not. That's not how I am.
All,
and it's
but
interesting
we,
because
you,
whenever I have conversation with
you would
him,
have to share him with many of the world
yeah,
and the world
no,
attracts as well as you do.
Yeah.
So it's kind of how we see it in the cards.
Yeah, that's not for me. And there's some women that are open to it. There's some women that are open like that. I'm just not like that. And that doesn't mean that they're bad people. That's just not where I'm at in my life. And I notice that whenever I have any type of contact with him, any type, and I was thinking about this today, whenever I have any type of contact with him, I don't feel right afterwards. I feel uneasy. I feel unsure.
So you?
I just
like
don't.
Like
I don't feel right. I don't feel right. I don't. Even this brief conversation that we'll have, and it could be a nice conversation, but afterwards, I don't feel right. I'm like, something's not right. That I almost feel confused and just not grounded or balanced.
Feel manipulated, baby. Which is
something.
What I mean.
And
when
I don't have any interaction with him, I find myself coming back in balance, and I feel a lot clearer. And I feel better. But when he comes around and have conversation, and walks away, a couple of hours later, I'm like, why do I feel like ooky? I just feel. I just feel strange.
You don't want to blame him.
What's that?
And, well, you said it, in my opinion. You said when he walks away. And so
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Janice and I are both very nice people. We both get it.
Yeah, we both get it.
And
so what is that? What is that?
It's the person that you should get it with. I know that's easy to say, better easier said than done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this guy is not.
But what is the shift in the energy?
This guy can be a connection for you, but he's not good news for you. You can be connected to this guy. I could cast a spell
absolutely
for you tomorrow, and this guy could be in your life. But
no.
I don't think he's good news.
Yes.
No.
For you,
no.
He's attached to too many other situations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Many situations.
And
many.
And so, and Janice wouldn't do it either. We
no,
could.
No, I wouldn't ask you to. I
money,
wouldn't
but
ask.
We could.
I wouldn't ask you to. But I wouldn't ask. I wouldn't ask you to. But what is the shift in my energy when I'm not around him? I feel clearer. I feel better. But when he comes around, I don't feel as good.
I would say. Now, Janice, if someone came to you and said, I feel worse when someone's around.
I would say that's an energy vampire.
Yeah, it's a vamp.
Yeah.
Somebody is,
sucking you dry.
They might not know. They might not even know, but they drain you. You love them.
Mm.
And trust me, I know. I'm a guy, and trust me, you know, I've been into so many, you know, cute girls and wanted them to like everything else, and Janice can have my back here, but when you have that guy that just feels like, I don't know why, I just
feel awful.
Yeah.
You feel like you have to have a shower afterwards. He's
right.
Really
And my mind just doesn't feel, my mind and energy just doesn't, it feel like it's dropped a level. And it's not like he's saying anything bad. It's not like he's, like, you know, like saying you're just awful. We're just having a conversation the way you and I are having a conversation. But a couple hours later when I walk away, I'm like, why do I all of a sudden just feel confused? And, like, questioning my mind. What's going on in my mind? It's like I'm questioning everything. It's like, I don't know. Does he like me? Does he not like me? It goes on in my head whenever I have conversation with him and move away.
Mm-hmm. And again, Janice and I, two people from two very different backgrounds. She's a Haitian, beautiful lady, associate producer from, where are you originally from? In America, I mean.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay, Pennsylvania.
PA.
And African-American woman, and, you know, and me being, you know, though I'm not the red-haired Irish guy, but I'm sort of a no-hair Irish guy. I don't really have any hair. I have a beard. And I'm saying, from all our personal spiritual experience, I think this dude is just not right for you.
Okay.
And that's what we're both saying. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you're right.
It doesn't mean it can't happen. Now, that's the thing. That's the trick. You can always make something happen.
Mm-mm.
Or if you want to commit an act of magic or whatever and make something happen, that's your choice, your will. I don't recommend it. However, because clearly you have a connection with this person, but a lot of other ladies, this is a popular guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we are sensing his popularity.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did the first time you called. Mm-hmm. No offense. I just mean I think we both got that.
I think
that.
We had this conversation
mm-hmm.
before.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of – it's a popular person. Doesn't mean it can't work. If you want to make it work, hey, go ahead and go through the drudgery. I am saying if I was you, I would look for someone else who's more sweet and peaceful. Though I know women don't often I'm being a man now. Women often choose, like, you know, the mystery character.
Well,
and the,
women want bad boys.
Not all.
No. What comes with
a bad boy period.
It is.
Men also have bad girl periods.
I'm there. I know.
Not just women.
I know. I'm guilty, too. I'm claiming my own guilt. But we do have to go, and please call us.
I will.
Next Wednesday and let us know what happens. But we do have to go. We have a couple other callers and end the show.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking the time with me. I truly, truly appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings. Many blessings. All righty.
Peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings.
You as well. All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. So continue to call and continue to support Ministry Universe. Okay. I see there's 858. Hello, 858.
Hi, phone call. Hi, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine. I'm well. And, you know, the last call took a while, but, you know, it happens that way when you start doing readings and getting into people's personal business, which I don't always like to do, but, but, you know, these are friends and friendly people, so it was fine. So, did you have a question, or were you interested in just maybe a general reading?
I had a question.
Okay.
Do you see a relationship, like a substantial love relationship for me in the nearest future?
Okay. We will look into that. Let me... Since she took a little bathroom break, I have to access my own cards. And I love this little thing you laid down here, by the way.
Thank you.
And can I get just your name?
My name is Roxana.
Roxana. Mm. Okay, Roxana. I'm going to shuffle the cards, and what I want you to do is to tell me when to stop. One, two, three. I'm just going to keep shuffling. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh. It's okay. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I dropped a couple cards, which is actually could be a good sign for you. Okay. It is showing me, wow, this one came up twice tonight, Janice.
Yeah.
The nine of
swords.
Or the ten of swords and the nine of swords. However, in your case, it's really not that bad. Um,
sometimes we ask the universe for a reading, and sometimes the universe just tells us what we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of these cards, it's the universe just telling you what you need to hear, meaning that I think you will meet someone while engaging in an artistic project or in a, if it makes any sense, like a, or based on your passion. Meaning, and so follow me now here. This also involves love. You will find someone who loves you, who appreciates and respects you, because you do this. These cards are to say you have to let go of old things and bring in the new, and that you will find a good, an interesting new person, someone that will engage you, like you'll be excited about him or her, depending on your whatever your sexuality is. And you'll be excited about this person because they've watched you do your thing. They've watched you do your thing. Let go of old, dead stuff. You have to let go of whoever
the... Let go of the past.
You got to let go of whoever, what's his name is, or whoever. Again, get rid of the indecision. But the first card is very good for you. It means that I think you will find your partner, even though this is not a love reading, I think it's because you'll find them because you work on something that you all, and I'm showing Denise the card, that we all agree on, like something like a project or political activism, standing up for the, you know, it could be the natives in North Dakota or whatever. And you'll find someone based on a new interest and a new passion, but it will be up to you. They're not going to come fall in your lap. That's how I see it, if that makes any sense. And I definitely see a lot of damage here, but I don't want to comment on that on the air. Nine of Swords reversed, Eight of Swords reversed. I don't want to comment on the damage. I don't want to comment on the abuse or anything else. All I want to say is that if you pursue your passion, I think if you find like a cause, something beyond your own self, then you will find that person that also wants to be beyond their own selves. And Janice just brought up the Four of Wands, which could mean build the building of structures, a house. So think of something that you like or love or are passionate about, whatever it is, a passionate cause, a charity, whatever the case is. And they will admire you for it, but you have to go do it. So I'm not bringing up any fortune telling in the past, except for I see a lot of damage. I'm talking about the future. You have to get out of your nightmares. You have to get out of your head. There's too many swords here. You know, you got to get out of your head. And if you just go and ignite with a passion, I think you might find a person that at least helps your life be more pleasant. Does that make any sense?
I hope so, that I will find something. At this time, I'm not doing any activities outside my work.
Mm-hmm.
And I belong to the book club that mostly women, senior women.
Right.
Let me ask you that. Is this okay to ask another question?
It's okay.
Yeah.
No, everything's okay.
There is also a personal injury case that the attorney is not sure if we should reopen because there is new medical evidence, but she's not sure if she can win it or not. Do you think that it's worthwhile to reopen this case? It's a legal case. Or it will not bring much money or much success, so better just not to do anything.
Should we let it go or reopen it? I'm letting Janice
decide. She's shuffling the deck.
Favorite number?
Mention a number.
Three.
Okay, three. Wow, three's all night. This is saying a celebration. This could be a positive result and something to pursue, right?
Something to pursue, yes.
Mm-hmm. Go after it.
Go after it.
So the attorney that I have at this time, you think I should stay with her? She's very young, inexperienced.
We were just saying go after the case, not the attorney.
Oh, okay.
However, that's okay. That's what we were seeing. Should we stay with the same young attorney would be a different question.
Okay. Then let's just look at this. So I should continue with this attorney, and she told me it's your decision. If you want to reopen the case, you may need to go back to the doctor and talk for and get some more medical documents.
I am seeing that someone is holding on to their money. Someone is big time holding on to their money. Janice, hold on. Okay. It's not bad, but there's a deception going on.
That's the employer. They have very strong attorney. He doesn't want to pay a penny. When actually, even my attorney says it's not fair. It's a personal injury. You have medical documentation. You have test results. But they're just not willing to. They gave small amount, really small, almost nothing.
Very small.
And they didn't want to give anything else. And she's saying, I will have to reopen the whole case because we need to introduce.
There's a lot of keeping money here in this reading. I'm just saying that. Can we have hope beyond that, maybe, and maybe ask the question that way? But when I flipped the card, it was definitely the keeping money card. And forgive me for that.
Yeah,
tell me your name again.
My name?
Yeah.
Roxana.
Okay, Roxana.
We're talking about money in this case because they didn't give me much at all, and there is new medical evidence that they even didn't allow, the attorney didn't allow to introduce. He's very
strong. And again,
very
reputable.
He's playing his cards very good.
I got the wands reversed, and it's literally looking like maybe not a great situation. Now, Janice and I will always. Hold on, I'm looking at her cards. Well, that's a good one. There. That was the same one when we were both doing it. There's good stuff going on and good points going on, but the building of structures reversed. It's showing me a lot of. It's not you, but you're being lied to. Someone is lying.
Well, the attorney, the employer, maybe. My attorney says that the judge is not a good person either. She feels
right.
That he is the worst out of the whole court.
Yeah, it doesn't matter whether you're right
so
or wrong.
We didn't have much luck with this case, and that's why she says that maybe we should reopen the case. Maybe we'll have a chance with a better judge or someone because we were treated very unfairly.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm getting. Hold on. Literally, Janice and I pulled up the same card at the same time.
Ouch.
You have been deceived.
Been deceived.
And you have been betrayed. I don't know if I can help you beyond saying you seem like a good person, and I hope you're not betrayed, just like I would hope Janice wouldn't be betrayed or myself. But you've been had, and the Five of Cups is up,
yeah,
which is emotional betrayal.
Yeah.
And you in the Four of Cups, which is greed and, you know, building structures is upside down. This does not mean you're a bad person, but you've been around bad people that have deceived you.
Right,
and they might
find we are at the point when we're both making a decision, either to reopen this case and maybe it will be a different judge signed and maybe we can get more information from the doc and maybe go to a different doctor for evaluation and prove that they were not right.
We can
right.
ask that question. You can say, if a new judge, Janice, opens the case, and I'll let Janice shovel.
No, it's not the
judge.
Reopens the case. Yeah, it's the same attorney, but she's a new, and she just got on my case a couple of weeks ago.
The six of coins means go ahead and pursue that. There's a chance you might get a little bit of redemption from that.
Yeah.
And some payback. I don't know. I don't know how much, but there's a lot of evil in this reading, to be honest. I'm just saying it as I say it. Janice and I drew up some very dark cards. And however, at the end was the Six of Coins, meaning that there might be some hope at the end of it. So keep pursuing it. Fight them. Don't let them push you around. Go ahead and give them hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we both agree on that. And it will be tough. It will be difficult. They will bring up things against you, unjustly things. But at the end, there will be some kind of payoff. I don't know if it's exactly what you want, but there will be something.
Okay. We just felt that we were not paid at all, almost nothing that they gave us. Okay.
Like I said, there was a lot of dirtiness in whatever was going. We both drew up very cards with a lot of dirtiness. So we were trying to find the positivity.
I've never seen so much injustice, honestly. I was shocked myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you know, my heart goes to you. It does. And I don't want to see people, you know, mistreated and all of that. And again, Janice and I do this for free, so that's part of what we do. And we're friends, and we've been doing Main Street Universe now for 5 years. So please feel free to call back and let us know what happened. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Danielle and Janice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Advice.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye bye.
But again, lots of deception, but hang in there because I do see eventual positivity, but it's going to take a while.
Okay. Very good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Good night. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you.
this business. Fighting off the forces of the mundane. Every circuit has its resistance. They say you're dreaming, but dreams are made. Now is the time of the new hope. The fighters and the rogue and major, the healers and the ranger. I sense something over the hill. I'm alive with the feeling of pain. Ride with me into battle this day. Taste the uprising of the new old way.
Announce Selena Fox. I think that would be a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But I have two women coming up. One did a film about Yemaya, which is the Orisha, well, the mother of Orisha, mother of fish, mother of the ocean.
Right.
David and I saw the documentary, and it was a really great documentary. Then the other one is the womb doctor, and she talks about how to clean your womb. Her words, not mine.
So I don't have to be honest
For that one, no. That's a woman-only type of thing, because we're going to talk about vaginas.
My God. What have we just entered into?
So, and, you know, I told her that, you know, we can say the word vagina. It's a woman's show. So, but anyway, we have to go.
Can you believe we actually came from a vagina? I mean, it's like crazy.
Yes. So,
All of us,
yes.
No, I called my mom up last night. She's a, you know, we have nothing in common. But
yeah.
She's an October 4th Libra lady.
Who is October 4th?
My mom.
Oh.
So I called her last night.
Oh, it's her birthday. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
She's a Libra, but there's work to be done with her here.
Yeah.
He's a kind of a Trump Libra.
Yeah. Okay. But we have to wrap this up.
Yes. Yes. You have to go.
Yes.
And, okay.
Okay. So we have to get on the phone and say that we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. No, we're good. I think the show is closed, right?
Oh, it's still.
Well.
It's still saying on the air. So.